really a friend of mine, and even more happy that she's going to come on stage and share something very special. Jody, come on out, please, and a warm welcome.
Typically bad things. Mental illness and mental health issues are looked upon as, I don't want to say the lowest form of disease, but it's pretty low on diseases that you want. When you ask people if they want to be happy, nobody says, no, I want to go on Zoloft. Like, nobody says that. So I decided that I would be much better if I wasn't by myself. I started a blog. Everybody has a blog these days. I know 2-year-olds with a blog. So my blog's not going to make one random, you know, blogspot blog is not going to make a big difference in the whole world. But I thought, if I put myself out there and put my story out there, somebody else isn't going to be as scared as I am. As a single mom, and a low-income single mom at that, I was terrified about things like child protective services and finding out I had a mental illness. I didn't want them to come take my baby. But I knew that I couldn't just live like this anymore. So I started my blog, and I had a fair amount of Twitter first. Well, that was the least Twittery thing I could have said. I had followers. I had a fair amount of followers, which kind of now I feel like I'm Jesus, which is really weird. Bad words. But I said to them, this is what I'm doing, guys. This is what I've turned my blog into. Come with me. Or don't. I'm really okay either way. And they came with me. A lot of people censor themselves online. They worry about their brand. They worry about not touching their microphone. They were worried about people finding their name and Googling them and finding out all their history. I did the exact opposite. I put my history up there and I said, here it is. Come get it. I go through bad days and I go through good days and I try to share both of these. And I try to let people know that mental health is not as scary as it used to be. Mental health diseases are not something you have to survive. You thrive with a mental health disability because you know that you're crazy already. So who cares? If you already know you're crazy, because I exposed who I am. I obviously have a lot of techniques to get through things. I was in the back doing deep breathing, making Mark Horvath very nervous. It was pretty bad. Now he's back there going, why did you see my name? You know, I was making jokes, and that's a lot of my life is I make jokes to cover up when I'm nervous or if I'm scared or any of that. And I realized that my life motto needed to be, let it be. Whatever's happening in your life, unless you are physically able to change it, let it be. I use my voice to get a point across as loud as I possibly can. There are really words of wisdom. Please, God, don't take them as that. But they're my wisdom. You don't necessarily have to scream your wisdom at people. You don't have to, you know, walk out in front of a group of people in the world and say, I'm crazy. You don't have to do that. But own it, because it's yours. So what I did is I went out and I got Let It Be tattooed on my back. And every time I get anxious now, I rub my back, which is awkward to do. I probably should have bought that fruit. But it reminds me to just let it be and let things go. And one of the things I do to let things go is I sing. And Jeff follows me around Ontario and like finds random karaoke bars for me. You do. We have been to some of the diviest places.
Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yes, so many memories. So I'm going to end by singing a little piece for you guys. And I'm only going to say a couple of bars. This isn't, you know, the Jody Talent Show, but it is my personal motto for my anxiety and my mental illness. And I really hope that you guys can embrace a motto for your own lives, even if you have something that you need to overcome. What I find myself in times of